Mary Had a Little Glam, written by Tammy Sauer, read by Mary Bernardo. Hello to you, the brave, strong, kind person staying at the Ronald McDonald House here in Oregon. I'm so happy to be here with you and read you a story. Mary had a little glam that grew into a lot, and everywhere that Mary went, she wasn't hard to spot. But on the day she started school, she caught some by surprise. Sweet Mary shrugged and hugged her mom. I must accessorize. Then Mary click-clacked down the block in frilly formal wear. And by the time she got to school, she'd added extra flair. When Mary took a look around, her heart was filled with woe. The other kids in class with her were glamless head to toe. So Mary offered fashion tips, more pink, more beads, more shine. A hat for him and trim for her. Go boa, it's divine. Soon Mary brought out glitz and glam in everyone she met. The students, teacher, principal, and Clark, the classroom pet. Now Storytime had gowns and crowns and mounds of striped chiffon. The art class came with glitter glue and trips to her salon. Then Mary amped up music class with pomp and circumstance. At checkout time, she was sublime, left not a thing to chance. The morning flew, and soon it was the best part of the day. It's recess time, the teacher said, and Mary led the way. But all came to a sudden stop. Each kid surveyed the scene. We're clearly dressed all wrong for this, boo-hooed the 17. Poor Mary twirled her parasol. The crisis was a 10. She'd never figure out a plan. All was lost, but then. She tossed her shades and silk-lined cape, her scarf and strappy shoes. And Mary's friends were just as fast. There was no time to lose. The kids raced for the jungle gym, the spiral slide and swings. Then Mary grinned and grabbed a ball, among some other things. Now Mary's flair for what to wear is better than before. True glamour often calls for lots, but sometimes less is more. The end. Do you like playing dress up? I do. But sometimes it's okay to get dirty and have fun.